We put our reliance upon freedom, upon the free enterprise system. We reject, therefore, the ideas of the economic planners in Washington that a group of people sitting in Washington can plan what the country's going to make, where it's to be made, the quality of the product, the price of the product, the wages to be paid, the profit to be made, etc., etc. We know that this system, which in simpler terms is called socialism, has never worked in the history of the earth and is not working today in countries where it's been tried.
American kids to grow up as Americans, and they will if we have the guts to make our intentions clear. So clear they don't need translation or interpretation, just respect for a country prepared as no country in all history ever was.
Well, the same bearded dictator is still 90 miles off thumbing his nose at us. And the Bay of Pigs has left us not a monument to freedom, but a dark blot on our national pride. The United States must provide the leadership which will deal effectively with the problems of Cuba and which will stop the spread of communism in the Western Hemisphere.
You know, that's the great trouble with big inflationary government. It takes more and more of your earnings. It slowly but surely destroys individual initiative and responsibility. Government must draw its strength from the people. And as it drains away this strength, it must inevitably undermine the foundations of self-government. I ask you to join me in helping restore the individual freedoms and initiatives this nation once knew. To make government more the servant and not the master of us all. In this free nation, we do not choose to be ruled. We elect to be governed.
What do you want to talk about? The Air Force or Chile?
Sandra O'Connor.
Oh, Sandra O'Connor. They're going to find old Goldie fighting like hell. I'm probably the most conservative member of Congress, and I don't like to get kicked around by people who call themselves conservative on a non-conservative matter.
Secretary Weinberger, I'd like to have a list of bases that you want to close and can close. I don't need them this afternoon, but maybe tomorrow morning would be time enough.
Frankly, I'm glad I'm getting out of the damn business.
We lost the war in Korea and the war in Vietnam for one simple reason. The politicians tried to run the war, and they didn't know their ass from a hot rock about running a war.